Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey, hey, Breaking Beauty fam. Happy Valentine's Day to you, Carlene.
Happy Valentine's Day to you as well, my love.
And this week, because it is Valentine's Day, we wanted to tackle a topic that's kind of like beauty adjacent, I would say. And that is really all about hygiene and getting your best hygiene from head to toe. And we have an incredible guest who you think, oh, hygiene, how boring. Why are you guys talking about this? No, trust me when I tell you, you're going to be on the edge of your seat for everything that our guest has to say. Her name is Mary Futher, a.k.a. Madame Sweat, as she's better known on TikTok, where she has amassed nearly 750,000 followers, where absolutely no topic is off limits. She's talking about everything from organizing your shower, cleaning your toilet, and other topics like butt acne, getting rid of that. She's going there with absolutely everything. And Carlene, you and I were talking about her. We've known her for a while because she is local here in the city.
That's right.
But it's just she's carved out such a wonderful niche on social media, right? Yeah.
And I love to see it, honestly. I had no idea. I came across her post on TikTok, as she's known, Madame Sweat. And first of all, everybody needs to know that Mary has this wonderful, iconic look. Okay.
Yes.
She has like very short hair, these very distinct, thick glasses. She's been compared to Edna from The Incredibles, that character, because she has those iconic glasses. She often wears like a really pronounced red lip, only wears black. She just, her look is so like fabulous.
Yes.
And yet she's speaking about these topics that are considered very taboo. So I think it's this dichotomy that has people so enthralled. It's like, tell us everything, mother, and we will follow. But yes, prior to this world, she is the founder of Kaya Naturals. And so, yes, I've sat down with her in the past and just done desk sides. And way back in the day, like, she was just impressing me with her knowledge, as she's kind of a natural formulator. So she's really interested in ingredients. She's very resourceful and just one of those people who makes sense of things.
I mean, she has 20 years of product development. It's like she knows her way around a lab.
Mm-hmm.
And she really has that absolute credibility. And now she's kind of in this experimentation phase and is ahead of her time with a lot of ideas she's working on.
Absolutely.
And, she still is, of course, head of her brand, Kaya Naturals. But what's so genius, it's like she doesn't talk about that really on social media.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the key to the success.
Exactly. She knows how to hook them. She knows about this whole TikTok formula. They come for the, how do you keep your derriere in perfect order for an intimate moment, and they stay for the beauty and grooming logic. Now, full disclosure, this is not meant to be medical advice in any way. If you want more in-depth advice on, you know, vagina care, for example, you can go back and listen to our episode with Dr. Jen Gunter, which was about 4 years ago. The episode was called Vagina Care Do's and Don'ts. It was a sleeper hit, honestly, in our top 10 for so long. We're going to link to that episode. We've actually started linking to related episodes in our show notes. So we will do that. Now, Jill, let's give everyone a taster of a few of the topics that are just ahead.
Yeah. And I would say that if you typically listen with your kids in the car, maybe this episode might have some more mature content. Mm-hmm. It's not explicit, but it's frank conversations by times around, you know, bodily function, bodily care. We're discussing everything, like her secret weapon to successfully transitioning from antiperspirant to natural deodorant. This woman could write a thesis on this topic at this point. We also talked to her about how to keep bad breath in check. You know, if you are on a date or, you know, dating someone, and that's like such a self-conscious thing, right? You're like, mm-hmm. does my breath stink? Oh my God. Like, so definitely. She has some tips for keeping your breath fresh. She also has a great tip for letting people know that they might have bad breath.
Yes.
And it's kind of like a way to do it without hurting someone's feelings.
Yes.
Which I really appreciate the tact that she's bringing to this, the etiquette of it all.
That's right. And she's also going to let us in on her secret for shaving without mm-hmm. creating any ingrowns and how to get rid of ingrowns as well. All of that just ahead after the jump. Welcome, Madam Sweat.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This episode is brought to you in part by Macy's. Today, I want to put the spotlight on five Black-owned beauty brands you can support this month and always at Macy's. For skincare, you definitely will want to check out BeautyStat, a cosmetic chemist-backed skincare range founded by Rob Robinson, who's been a guest on our show. The patented Universal C Skin Refiner Vitamin C Serum is definitely the hero. Everybody loves that product, and it's a fan favorite amongst A-list celebrities as well. For Suits Every Skin Tone sun care, you definitely need to know about Black Girl Sunscreen. The fragrance and oxybenzone-free formulas leave zero white cast. On the fragrance front, Brown Girl Jane is smashing it with ethically sourced functional fragrance ingredients designed to enhance your every mood. And for skin like Butta, try Butta Skin, a problem solution skincare line designed with melanated skin in mind. And last but never least, Pattern Beauty by Tracy Ellis Ross. Designed with textured and curly hair of all patterns in mind, it's the hair care line bringing positivity to the natural hair you've got. Tracy is also one of my all-time favorite guests on Breaking Beauty. In case you missed it, you can listen to episode 248 in our archives for that gem of an episode. Macy's is committed to empowering the next generation of greats to create a brighter future for all. That's why Macy's is supporting UNCF, an organization that funds scholarships for students at historically Black colleges and universities now through February 29th. It's so easy if you want to get involved. You can support the United Fund simply by rounding up your purchase in store
or donating online. So get excited to give back and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. That's Macy's.com/purpose.
Do you want to start a company but have no idea where to begin? Or do you have dreams of becoming an influencer? Well, the Life with Marianna podcast is here to help. I'm Marianna Hewitt, a Los Angeles-based influencer and co-founder of the clean skincare line, Summer Fridays. Each Tuesday, I'm talking to my friends from business owners, wellness experts, and more to share all of their best advice for you to live your best life. Make sure to tune in and subscribe to my podcast and follow me on Instagram at Marianna_Hewitt to see what's coming up each week so you don't miss an episode.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty Podcast, Mary. You know, I like to think of you like the Emily Post of the hygiene world, honestly, hygiene hostess. And thank you for hosting us at your house. I'm obsessed with this place, which we all see on TikTok because you are the Madame Sweat on TikTok. And, you know, nothing on your channel is off limits. I mean, you have like almost 750,000 followers. People are talking to you about everything. And I do mean everything, head to toe. So tell us a bit about how you got here and what kind of inspired you to like share this type of information on the internet.
Well, it started with a blog. Do you remember those back in the day?
Yes, I do.
Yes. And I was writing about these topics, but I, you know, it's very anonymous when you're writing, but comments and people would actually send me private emails about issues that they had. And it suddenly dawned on my team one day and they said, why don't you do video? And I went, video? I don't know if this would be appropriate for video. And then I thought, well, why not? Like, these are things that they're issues that people have. And why don't I normalize them by doing the video? And so that's what we started. And I started with underarms. And I remember my very first video was, your underarms are like a rainforest. They're moist, dark, and full of bacteria. And I'm sure everyone watching that video thought I was a lunatic.
And tell us a bit about, I've talked to you before about sort of the inspo for sharing this and why you were like, let's not be embarrassed, everybody. Let's get this message out there. So was there somebody that inspired that for you?
Well, I had a Nana that was, nothing was off limits with Nana, but she was determined that she was going to make me into a proper lady. And Nana would talk to me about these issues that I sometimes would be like, oh, I don't want to hear this. But I thanked her many, many years, long after she passed away, for giving me that insight. And my mother was the same. My mother was a nurse. And so she would fill me with pearls of wisdom from her nursing school. Mm-hmm. And she was old school nursing school. So she would share some feminine insights or body condition insights. And they just stuck with me. And something that I didn't share with you as well is maybe where the off limits. My father was a funeral director. And
no way.
I grew up in a funeral home. So I spent my childhood, I had a very unusual childhood. So nothing was really off limits for me, but in a discreet way.
Of course.
I would spend hours in the morgue with my dad, and I pretty much saw pretty everything that the human body has to offer.
Wow.
So that, but my father taught me a very respectful way about never tell your friends at school.
Right.
This is just between you and me and the four walls.
Yes.
And I think that taught me a lot as well about the body and there's no shame.
Like
this awful things happen to human bodies.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But it's nothing to be embarrassed of.
Right. Wow. What a training ground.
Yeah. And I remember before Madame Sweat was sort of a persona for you, we met years ago.
Yes.
And that's when I think Kaya Naturals, which is your brand, and some people may not even know about Kaya Naturals, but I think I was sort of at that time transitioning from antiperspirant to natural deodorant. And you had so many insights on that. And you were like the first person that I talked to who talked about the detox process when you go from antiperspirant to natural deodorant. Also, you were the first beauty brand that I ever encountered that had entirely compostable face wipes.
Yes, the bamboo facial cleansing.
So you really have been quietly
at the forefront of a lot of ideas, which is why I'm so excited to have you on the mic today. But I think, why don't we start there? Like, for people who are thinking about going to natural deodorant, maybe you could talk to us about like the 1, 2, 3 steps.
It's probably still your number one TikTok comment.
Yeah, right? It is. 100% is, you know, I always say this, this is a famous line, is the detox really marketing BS? Mm-hmm. And the answer is no, but it depends on your own body. As almost anything does, right. Body chemistry is everything. So it's not the same for everybody. But I'll tell you the story how I discovered that, because mm-hmm. I can't take any credit for it. It was actually my chemist.
Okay.
And so what happened was I decided that after the natural bamboo facial cleansing wipe, all my retailers were saying, you should do a natural deodorant, but don't make one that's made of baking soda because we won't buy it from you. And right. why is that? And they said, because people have allergies and we ended up, you know, having to return them and it's an issue. So I went, okay. So I wanted to come out with something. And because I had been a product developer in my previous life at a major retailer, I really had curiosity when it came to ingredients. And that's where I discovered the charcoal, which now is being used everywhere. But I think I was the first brand that ever had charcoal in it. And so I found a manufacturer to make it. And so he kept sending me submissions. And, you know, I'd wear it for a week and so would my team. And then it would seem like 7 days pass and they'd all come in on Monday morning and go, Mary, I stunk this weekend. Darn, me too. And so I would call, the chemist's name was Mark, and I would call Mark back and say, nope, this isn't going to work. You got to up something and da da da. So I think I did that twice. And then he finally said, Mary, have you been wearing, do you wear antiperspirant? And I said, well, I do because I sweat a lot. That's mm-hmm. why Madame Sweat. I do sweat a lot. And I said, yes. And he said, were you testing these deodorants like right after you were using antiperspirant? And I went, yes. Because I want to find one that works. None of them have ever worked for me before. So I'm going to keep using my antiperspirant until you make me right. one that works. And he said, you can't do that.
The back and forth.
The back. He said, yeah. you have to go off antiperspirant for at least a month before mm-hmm. you start testing. Because he said, your body goes through a period of detoxing. And we use the term detoxing very lightly. It means transition, not mm-hmm. you can only detox right. through your kidney and liver. But so transition. And he said, and that transition usually includes an accelerated odor period. And there are studies, which I have linked to, you know, proving that in fact that is true, that mm. you'd start overproducing smelly bacteria in the underarm region. Mm-hmm. And that lasts for about 2 weeks, depends on the person, mm-hmm. but most people it's about 2 weeks. So most people start using a natural deodorant and they go, oh gosh, like after 2 weeks, yeah. this stinks, it doesn't work. And they throw it in the garbage. So when we launched that deodorant, that's why I decided to call it Detox, the right. Takasumi Detox. So what we did was we explained to people on the back that you have, if it's the first time you're using natural deodorant, yeah. you will go through, you possibly could go through a bit of a transition phase.
Right.
Don't throw the deodorant out until you've finished that transition.
Right. Kind of reminds me of like when you start a new skincare product and there's like purging going on,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
Your pits are purging, everyone. That. For yeah, you pitch right?
well, and plus, like there is different glands yeah. in that underarm area that produce odorous bacteria. Right. So, in any event, that was it. But the interesting thing is, then I met with a beauty editor that you would know, and she's very funny. And she said to me, "So how's that going with that deodorant that you tell everybody they're going to stink when they use it?" I started to laugh, and I thought it was really funny. And like, well, you got a point. I mean, I'm probably overly honest, and you know, probably we're losing some sales on that. But at least you know, I tell people because nobody ever tells you that. Even I didn't know that
right.
until my chemist told me. So. Anyway, she ended up saying, I said, so like, what do you do when you, and she said, well, because I test so many natural deodorants, she said, I am terrified of smelling when I go into the office. And that's what a lot of customers told me is like, well, I'll try your deodorant when I'm at, you know, at the cottage.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not doing it when I go to the office. And so I said, yeah, that's a problem. And I never have a really good answer for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, what do you do? Like, cause she said, that's my biggest worry too. And she goes, okay, I wash my underarms with this thing, like a carbolic acid soap.
Mm.
And I went, oh. And I said, and does it work? And she went, like a charm. I never get odor when I use natural deodorants. I went, that is genius. Thank you for telling me that. So off I went to a soap manufacturer. And the soap manufacturer started laughing. He goes, if you made a carbolic acid soap, you would be sued 20 times over. He goes, it's pretty aggressive for your underarms. He goes, how about we try this? And he gave me a new formula, which was apple cider, salt, and charcoal.
Right.
And he said, if you tell your customers to wash their underarms for at least 20 to 30 seconds with this charcoal, salt, apple cider vinegar soap before they put the deodorant on, mm-hmm. he said, what it does is that salt leaves like a film on the underarm, and salt is an antibacterial, right? Mm-hmm. So it helps fight that excess bacteria from sweating.
Right.
And it will make that deodorant go so much farther. And that's when I launched my number one selling SKU, which is the underarm bar. And okay. he was bang on right. Huh. It does work. And I have the beauty editor to thank because yeah. she was really the inspo behind that. I never would have thought of that.
Shout out Caitlin Agnew.
Yeah, okay. There you go. I didn't want to say who it was, but Caitlin, I love you.
Yes.
No, but honestly, that's so genius, and it really makes a lot of sense. And I feel like it's really the salt is the secret weapon
it
to
is.
Not stinking.
Well, here's the thing. You know what?
Or if bacteria.
Bacteria.
Yeah.
So that's why they use salt when they didn't have refrigeration, right?
Right.
No bacteria grew. And I always use the example of prosciutto. Mm-hmm. Prosciutto is raw pork mm-hmm. that's salted.
Right.
So if you ate raw pork, you would be sick as a dog.
Yeah.
But because they salt prosciutto, you don't get sick
right.
because it really does work on bacteria.
Right.
So I wouldn't okay. recommend it on the rest of your body though.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But it is definitely for the underarms. Like who would have thought? Just use a different bar. Like so I said, like good hygiene and odorous, like anti-odor defense starts in the shower. And I always say to people, don't go like this with yeah. your tutti frutti fragranted mm-hmm. soap, because that's not called washing your underarms. Mm. Like you want to focus
right.
and really get in there.
Are we creating a suds? We're creating a lather? Tell us.
You're creating a lather and you're counting. And that's what I do. 1, 2, 3. And yes. I do it 20 times because I don't want to, even when I sweat, yeah. I don't want to stink.
20 times true. Per arm?
Per arm.
Got it.
You're in there true. For a little while, mm-hmm. but, yeah. and then don't forget all the smelly bits. That's where you have skin folds mm-hmm. and though the bacteria, the glands that produce that smelly bacteria. So yeah. the groin, the underarms and feet are very odorous as well. And you can use the underarm bar on the feet as well because it's salt really does help with that okay. area.
Obsessed.
There you go. You just had your primer on how not to stink on Valentine's Day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you in part by Milk Makeup. Beauty friends, I need to tell you about an innovation that just came across my desk. I'm calling this the jelly shoes of makeup. It's the cooling water jelly tint from Milk Makeup. And it's such a vibe, honestly, because the cooling water jelly tint, it's a sheer, buildable, long-lasting lip and cheek stain. It's got this one-of-a-kind bouncy jelly texture. And the finish, it's a watercolor-like effect, I would say, but because it is a stain, it has staying power. It comes in four easy to use bright colors. I'm partial to Spritz, which is this coral shade. And the jelly tint comes in a stick format, so it's so easy to swipe on. It's even formulated with cooling seawater, so when you do swipe it on your skin, you get this nice, refreshing cooling effect. And I love to use this product with the Milk Makeup Sculpt Cream Contour Sticks. Carlene and I have talked about these products on our show many times. And what makes them different is that the contour shades are all cool toned. So you never really have to wonder what shade to use for contouring. Personally, I love the shade Toasted. And as with all Milk Makeup and skincare products, they're easy to use. They're 100% vegan, cruelty-free, clean, and paraben-free. So check it out for yourself. The Milk Makeup Cooling Water Jelly Tint will be available exclusively at Sephora.ca on February 6, 2024 and in Sephora Canada stores on March 15th, 2024. And the Sculpt Cream Contour Stick is available now exclusively at Sephora Canada and Sephora.ca. Each product that I just mentioned is $33. We'll link to these products in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
What about the whole brightening under the arms? Because we've been, you know, the darkening of the skin.
Yeah.
And so some people have that under the arms. I know my daughter sort of got darkening here on the neck.
Like on the front of the neck?
On the front of the neck.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a different thing. And then you also hear about like thigh.
Oh, that's darkening. Huge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what's happening? And do you have a hack for that?
Oh, yes. Well, okay. All of them have different ones. Shavings, the big enemy under the arm.
Right.
That's caused from inflammation. Mm-hmm. So it's women generally of color or women who are melanin-rich skin. Mm-hmm. So you don't tend to see it in very fair skins, but you will see it in Mediterranean skins with olive undertones. Mm-hmm. So it's caused from shaving. Okay. Ask an esthetician, they will tell you, or hair removal in general will cause inflammation under there. And then they go and put a deodorant on, which aggravates it even more. And they pigment. And I didn't know that this, because I'm so fair skinned, I didn't know it was a thing until I was at a function one night and an East Indian woman came up to me and said, I know about your charcoal deodorants. And she thought charcoal would lighten. And I went, why would you want to lighten your underarms? And she said, don't you know that in the Southeast Asian community, it's a huge problem.
Right.
So then I started going and asking and talking to estheticians, and I was getting a ton of DMs, that kind of thing. And I went, what is this? So that's when I decided to create deodorant that had L-farbutin.
Also the first brand I had ever heard to do a brightening underarm product.
Yeah. And I actually did the same kind of concept that I did with the underarm bar. I did a brightening bar, kojic acid, which is huge in Asia, used to unfortunately lighten their skin on their face. But I used it to speed up the process under the arm. So if they use the brightening bar, the kojic acid bar in the soap, in the shower first, and really wash those underarms, and then put the brightening deodorant on over top, you'll see results really fast.
And what's the brightening agent in the deodorant? Is it the kojic acid as well?
No, I have alpha-arbutin, which is a cousin of hydroquinone, which is a very famous controversial brightening ingredient, but it's a natural version, and they call it the cousin of hydroquinone.
Okay.
So I combine that with licorice root, which is also a niacinamide. So I put a little powerhouse in there to help brighten so that they can deodorize and brighten at the same time.
Okay.
But you've got to watch like the root cause, shaving.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to tell them don't shave, but
Laser hair removal as well?
Laser can still cause pigmentation. It can burn and cause pigmentation. Now, it stops the frequency, but you still have to repeat and you will get stubble. Because remember, laser doesn't zap everything. And that's the common misconception about laser is that you still will get strays and it doesn't last forever. So you got to come back at that, but it can also pigment you. And a lot of people don't know that.
Right.
What do you put on the inner thighs for the pigmentation?
Same thing. Like with this, I made one for the bikini that was done for the Bikini Bright. And that we recommend for the thighs, inner thigh pigmentation, friction. Same thing. And then that causes inflammation.
Friends and I call it chub rub.
Lovingly. I know. Yeah, lovingly. And it, you know what? I feel bad because it all doesn't just, it's not for just people. It's the way your thighs are shaped. Totally. So you could be skinny as a rail and still have the problem. And
that's true.
And it, you could be getting it from clothing too. Yeah. A lot of nurses.
You're a city biker, perhaps.
City biker, perhaps. Anyone, healthcare professionals that have to wear scrubs. Mm-hmm. For some reason, some of the cotton's really rough. And they said because they're in it all the time, they get really bad pigmentation and thigh chafing.
Right.
And actually, that's the next product we're coming out with is a thigh chafe product. The pigmentation there, brightening bars also, kojic acid bar is perfect because it's easy.
Yeah. And what's the application tip for the brightening bar?
Same thing as the underarm bar. Yes? It's okay. Lather because it's a wash off.
I see.
But you leave it sit for a while. And kojic acid is actually effective it penetrates pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. So it's been used in soaps, particularly in Asia, for years and years and years. And it does have pretty, you know, credible brightening results. I just like it because I find bar soap, it's so easy.
Right.
And you can't forget to do it because it's right there in your shower.
Yeah. Now, are people using this in an attempt to brighten their genitals?
Well, I don't recommend it for that. Yeah. And so...
Heard that? Do people message you about that?
Yeah, they do. There's a thing going on, both on the backside and the front side on that. But with the genitals, what we do... you know, recommend is, first of all, don't use anything that has fragrance in it.
Yeah.
And so if you really must, there are there's all kinds of things that I've heard that they're using, which are quite scary. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the thing. You hear about bleaching and all that.
I know.
And then maybe they'd be like, well, this is Kaya Naturals. Like, I can use this. So that's why I'm thinking, you know, I'm surely you get asked this and you have a answer.
Yeah. I don't use anything with fragrance in that area at all. If you must, I think it's anal bleaching that you're referring to there. And in the anal area, that I actually do, we do have a product that can be used in the groin because it's fragrance free and there's no alcohol in it. So if you really, really want to brighten that area, it's in a roller based application. So it would be considered safe to be using.
What's that called?
It's a bikini bright.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so it's azelaic acid.
It's like a roller
acid.
Roller ball.
Okay.
Yeah. So 10%.
Guys, she's got it all.
Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Nuda. Everyone needs to know about Nuda sunless tanning, especially now. Stay away from tanning beds, kids. So I originally fell in love with Nuda's water mousse, which I shared with all of you last summer on the podcast. I don't know if you remember. And now I want to tell you about Nuda's face tan water. It's completely clear going on. It comes in two intensities. I use the lighter one for my fair skin. This is their best seller. And what I love about it is how incredibly easy it is to apply. It's a fine mist that you just spritz on after you've done all of the rest of your skincare. And you can apply it to your face, your décolleté, the back of your hands if you want. And then that's it. That's it. You don't rub it in. You don't worry about, is it all even? It just gives me this subtle glow. It's so natural, never orange. And honestly, this is one of Canada's best exports. So if you're listening from the US or the UK and you're traveling, let's say to Toronto or Vancouver, Montreal, and you're like, what items, beauty items should I pick up that I can't find at home? This is it. Very innovative, so easy. That's what I love about it. It's vegan, Leaping Bunny certified, and it's made using all natural ingredients. Female founded, really chic packaging. Doesn't even look like self-tanner if you want to have it on your top shelf in your bathroom. And if you are from Canada, this is the perfect midwinter mood boost. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It's like sunny self-care vibes in a bottle. And yes, we have a really great promo code. If you want to try it for yourself, visit nuda.ca and use code BREAKINGBEAUTY at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. That's nuda.ca. Use code BREAKINGBEAUTY for 20% off your first order. We're going to link to that offer in our show notes and on our website. Enjoy.
So, Madame Sweat, Mary, this episode comes out on Valentine's Day. So let's talk a little bit about some of the hygiene challenges that might otherwise get in the way of kissing season. So first of all, bad breath. What are your tips for prevention?
Well, tongue cleaning is always a great idea because, you know, obviously brushing, I mean, regular brushing. I often recommend, again, a little bit, like there is, when I say controversial, a mild controversy. I like you doing a salt water rinse because I love salt. Yes. And it kills bacteria inside the mouth. But I don't do it regularly because that actually is not recommended by dentists.
Yeah. Really, yeah.
It's drying and also there can be tooth erosion from it. But I do recommend like a rinse with a with salt. Obviously, mouthwash if some people want to do it, but I like a natural way, which for me is really because mouthwashes have a lot of alcohol in them. So I just like using the salt water routine for the bad breath and really giving those teeth a good cleaning. It's kind of pretty basic and watching what you eat.
So I need to ask you about this one thing because I saw it on your social media and I wasn't sure if you were joking or not. And it was about the etiquette of telling someone that they have bad breath.
Oh, okay.
And you mentioned the word mother-in-law, and then you said, I have experience with this. So tell me, did you actually have to tell a mother-in-law about this?
Well,
or what?
It, you know what? It actually wasn't mine. It was a girl on my team. Her mother-in-law had chronic bad breath. And she said, what do I do? Because she said, it's bad. Like, it fills the room. It's so bad.
Wow.
And so she said, I've spoken to my husband, but you know, they're newlyweds. So she wants to make sure that she stays on even ground. I go, well, you know, telling someone that they have bad breath face to face, that can be awkward. I mean, it's super embarrassing, especially if it's someone that you're not 100% confident. You know, if it was my husband, I'd be like, oh, go brush your teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's different with a mother-in-law. And so that's where I said I would turn it around and put it to you. It's like using humor or, you know, about yourself to kind of lighten the situation. So I said I would put it back on me and go, oh, I feel like I smell bad breath when I said it filled the room. And and you know how you can smell. And
so you're like putting your hand over your mouth, you're breathing in and kind of
I'm
smelling your own
in front of the mother-in-law. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of makes, did you ever notice like when you do something, they do something?
Right.
So I was doing that because I thought it was a nice way of maybe hopefully that they would realize that the person that had the bad breath problem was them, but by blaming it on me first.
Right.
And
right.
So I felt that that was a nice way of sharing it, even with a girlfriend that you didn't want to embarrass them.
Yeah.
And then maybe that person would say, oh, maybe it's me. Like, oh. Like, oh, I don't know. I thought it was me, but I don't know. Whatever. Like, you know, you just make it nice. Like, well, then let's go fix that, you know?
Right.
So sometimes you have to be, you know,
creative.
Yeah.
Creative.
That's creative. It is a very nice way to do that.
Okay. I need to ask you this because what stopped me in my tracks on your TikTok, and I immediately messaged Jill, was you were talking about how to get ready for an intimacy moment, how to prepare your derriere to make it odor free. And I really hadn't seen you in a long time. And I was like, Mary, wow, this is quite progressive. And I was like, this is, you know, just as we've been talking about all along, if people are asking, somebody's got to get that information out there. So what are your tips?
Well, I'll give you my tips, but I'll tell you where where that came from as well is that it actually was a friend of mine who's gay. Mm-hmm. And he said that that is one of the biggest fears that gay men have. Mm-hmm. And not just gay men, because, you know, heterosexuals do practice bum-bum sex as well. Mm-hmm. But he said it was a really big fear that they had. And he said, I wish you would talk about that. Mm-hmm. So I did. And so I do recommend, like, with the, you know, B-days are a big deal right now on TikTok as well. Mm-hmm. And just overall, and when you start really thinking about it, it's like, why don't we use, like, why are
bidets?
Bidets not more common here in North America than they are. Well, your bum bum is the dirtiest part of your body. And indeed it is. Mm-hmm. So you do, if you are someone that enjoys intimacy back there, then you better make sure that everything's, you know, fresh and clean back there. So
please, I want these tips for before going to the waxer.
I know.
Well, absolutely. Are you kidding me?
But absolutely.
Especially
when you're running around all day and, you know,
you're in the most vulnerable position ever. And you're like, this wonderful person has got me in a very interesting position.
Yes, a pretzel.
I hope it's okay. Yes, you know what I mean?
Exactly. No, but you know what? Again, that is another one. I know an esthetician who has waxed over 1,000 clients.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she's well versed in the waxing. And she said the number one thing people say to me when they come in is, I'm really sorry if I have a bit of odor down there.
Right.
And she said, you know, this is my job, is to be able to do that. And she said it just almost breaks her heart that people are so embarrassed to say this and really conscious about that area. And again, like, here we go, skin folds, wearing pants. And, you know, of course you're going to sweat down there. You know, even when I'm wearing yoga pants sometimes and sitting in the office, I think, I think I need to freshen up. And so... Mm-hmm.
And then there's thongs. We won't even talk about that.
That's a whole another issue. Like everything down there, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on down there because it is a very odorous, just like your underarms area. And people like to make fun and laugh. But the reality is, well, it's the skin folds and it's the clothing that we choose and all of that. Of course, it's going to smell.
Yeah.
So washing carefully. But, you know, intimacy depends on like, okay, is it going to be intimacy like, you know, have you had a chance to have a fresh shower, et cetera? Right. And if you haven't, then here's some things that you can pack in your purse.
Okay.
And
listen up, everybody.
Yeah, there you go. Is that, first of all, make sure that you do pay attention to the groin in the morning when you're in the shower. And people laugh, but just think about what I'm saying is because we all do it from time to time is like the quick rinse everywhere and out the shower. Well, that is not going to take care of any bacteria. Mm-hmm. Like it's just cruising over. It's not going to do it. So if you really, it's a drive-by. I love that. It's a drive-by. You got to get right in there. And honestly, if you take the time, you know, I always say Dr. Fauci had it right. You have to wash your hand. Like if a surgeon went like this before he did surgery, like would you want to be operated on by him because he washed his hands in 2 seconds?
Like my kid does.
Yes. Like exactly.
Right.
So, and a lot of people do that in the shower because I know a quick shower, we know what that means. It's a rinse off and go. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to stay fresher longer, then really do the deep dive when
you're 60-second cleanse. Yes. We've talked about that on the face. So it's the 60-second groin cleanse, everyone.
You gotta put the time in and really get in there and make sure that you're getting that area clean between the thighs in that
area. So when we were talking earlier about like prepping for derriere intimacy, is that Do you have a different tip for that?
You got to wash really well with the derriere. And so, you know what? Like, I'm sorry, but dry toilet paper is not going to be the thing back there. So first of all, wash in the morning.
Yeah.
And then before intimacy, you know, moist, damp cloth again in that area. But if you've used a bar soap, and yes, not a fragrance one, but I would definitely... Mm-hmm. Give that a good scrub back there. People don't.
What about your compostable wipes? Are they safe to use back there?
Well, I don't like to recommend them because they do have fragrance.
They do. Yeah. Okay.
So I never
recommend them. Maybe you need an unscented one.
Maybe that's the next thing.
No. Yeah. Maybe that's good for on the go. Water wipes as well. Like they use them for babies, right?
Yeah.
A lot of my friends use those to like freshen up.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you do see that in a lot of esthetician's office. Mm-hmm, but if you're going like on a Tinder date, you can have that.
There's these very cute, there's this brand called I Heart My Muff.
Oh, right.
And they have little sachets of
individual
wraps. Things that you can put in your purse or whatnot.
Right.
Yeah. Because I got them from an esthetician.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I honestly just be careful of ingredients that you put back there. But that is, but I do say there's nothing like a good scrub a dub dub. Back there.
Yeah. Pausing to shout out the way one of our longtime show partners. So I need to share with all of you a new secret weapon, a new addition in my everything shower routine, and that's the way hair gloss. The way hair gloss gives you immediate shine straight from the shower. It's like a glassy top coat for your hair. I'm obsessed. So how I work it into my routine is first I use my beloved way detox shampoo. You know, I've talked about that so many times on the show. I love how it deeply cleanses but never strips my color treated hair. It's safe for all hair types. So I do that and then I rinse and I add the hair gloss and a little goes a long, long way. It's this creamy texture. I just apply it from the mid lengths to my ends. I comb it through. I leave it on for 5 minutes and then I rinse.
And the formula is supercharged with hyaluronic acid and rice water and panthenol. And not only do you get immediate shine, but it also helps protect against heat damage up to 450 degrees to be exact. So my hair feels soft, it feels stronger and healthier. And the Waze hair gloss, it's good for all hair types and textures. And the megawatt shine results, they last for up to 3 washes. So great news for our Breaking Beauty fam. If you want to try it for yourself, we have a very special promo code. You can give your hair a glow up with Way. Go to theway.com, that's spelled theouai.com, and use promo code BEAUTY15 for 15% off any product. That's theway.com, spelled theouai.com, and use promo code BEAUTY15 to save 15% off any product. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
Now, what about grooming hair down there? Like if you want to shave, do you have a tip for that? And what do you do for ingrowns or how do you avoid that?
Well, it's so funny you ask about ingrowns because some people have chronic ingrowns.
Yes.
And so why is that? Why is it some people get them and other people don't? Mm-hmm. And the big one is your hair. Some people have really coarse, curly hair.
Right.
And so when you lop it off, it just wants to go back into, like curl around and go back into that follicle and it's going to give you trouble. And so if the root cause is coarse hair, how do you make hair not coarse? And that's what we were thinking about doing. And I think I'm giving away my next upcoming video because I went, like if you really saturated that hair and gave it a lot of moisture so that it doesn't go back in, because honestly, I can tell you how to prevent them by exfoliating. Everybody will tell you exfoliation. And I do an ingrown bar, which is full of salicylic acid and pumice in that as well, and tea tree. But that's going to help you exfoliate and disinfect so you don't get an infection. But I have a little home remedy that you can do is you can use this. I love this ingredient. It's vegetable glycerin. It's the most boring ingredient in the world. But it is, I feel like everybody should have a huge jug of it in their house because I use it for so many things. And that's what I would recommend, that you actually, it attracts water. So it's kind of, it's not sticky, but it's thick and viscous. Mm-hmm. And you put it on, but it really, what it does is it attracts water to your skin. So that would keep that follicle moisturized. So those coarse hairs aren't going to be so coarse anymore.
You're going to exfoliate, shave, and then this is the finishing step?
No, I'm going to put that on before I shave. I call it my pillow method. And that's where I use the vegetable glycerin. I use that as a barrier. And then you can put your shave foam on top, but just put that vegetable glycerin on first, then shave in the direction of hair. And you don't need a fancy 5-blade razor, by the way. New York Times did a study and said 1 blade will actually reduce the amount of nicks that you can get. So even better.
Okay. And the vegetable glycerin, you just get it on Amazon or what?
Yeah, you can get that. Yeah. Okay. You know, or any health food store will have it too.
Just put that in your Aesop pump and you're good to go.
Yeah. I will say that I tried a great product for ingrowns on the bikini line from Topicals, which Robin had. Robin, Girl Boss Town, talked about it on our show. And I was like, wait a minute, I have that. And I got it. And it is truly one of the best I've ever used. Or preventing ingrowns and or really any bumpy skin. And it was, it's amazing.
Yeah. Well, you know, essentially ingrown hair is folliculitis, which is inflammation of the hair follicle.
That's right.
But it has a lot to do with the kind of hair. And of course, like, you know, your not so public hair tends to be very knotty.
Yeah.
And it's super curly and some people super coarse.
Yeah.
So that is something. But I think just, you know, adding a little extra step to that shave routine can also help prevent. Yeah. But you do have to exfoliate, bar none. So I'm interested. I'll look at that product.
Yeah.
I have heard good things about that brand too.
Yeah. And it's created by a woman of color. So she probably has experience dealing with coarse hair. And I think that she was definitely making something that it maybe that market wasn't catered to as much. And I just felt, I was like, dang, this works like really, really well.
Well, I actually worked with a chemist who was a woman of color too.
Okay.
And she said, like, she and her daughter, she goes, you're talking to the right woman when it comes to ingrowns. Okay.
Okay.
Something to be said for personal experience for sure. Okay. And so what would happen if you partnered with somebody who has different hygiene standards than you. Like, let's say that they shower 3 times a day, but you only want to shower once every other day or vice versa. Like, what would be your advice on that?
Okay. How do you align?
Okay, this is my personal opinion. Okay. So what I would say to someone is, we had you'll like this. It was like, we called it situation. You go on a first date and the guy he checked all the boxes, because we all know how difficult it is to online date. Not that I've had any recent, but I've heard. And to tick all the boxes, except for one thing, slight odor. Hmm. And what would you do? Would you go on a second date with him? Would you? And so I decided that I would go out with my opinion on this. And here's what it is. And I just know, because of the kind of person that I am, is that I would say, for me, I know that if the guy couldn't take the time to shower on a first date, mm-hmm. and he was meeting with me, it's only going to go downhill after that.
That's true.
And that, for me, is a showstopper. Mm-hmm. That's my red line, is mm-hmm. that personal hygiene matters to me. Mm-hmm. And so if it's something that you, you know, it's a partner that you can live with, that, you know, you may know that he or she has a little bit of odor, and you're going out to a dinner party and you're comfortable with that fact that your partner doesn't smell that great, mm-hmm. that's your decision.
Right.
But I know for me, that's a red line.
Right.
So personal hygiene.
Yeah.
And I feel like odor is something there is a lot of zero tolerance for. And
right.
people are terrified mm-hmm. of odor. Mm-hmm. So think very carefully about that. If you are seeing someone, or you have a partner that's, you know, even messy in the way they keep their apartment, mm-hmm. I just know for me that's mm-hmm. going to work.
Yeah. The guy with the lumpy pillows and the navy sheets.
Yeah.
I mean,
that
we've all been there
in 200
it's not
years.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
and
not
you're
okay.
so right about them not, mm-hmm. if like they don't even get it that they need to like smell half decent.
Yeah.
On it. Like maybe they're coming from work, whatever. It's like a rush thing, but
then acknowledge it.
Yeah. Exactly.
If you know that you smell, then acknowledge. Now,
I
if it's a medical condition.
Yeah.
Like hyperhidrosis, which I know is
right.
a whole nother ball. Mm-hmm. And that's out of my lane. That is medical.
Botox. Yes.
And that causes a lot of angst for people who have it. And I have, you know, a lot of mothers have written to me that their son, et cetera. And it causes a lot of problems for mm-hmm. them in relationships.
Yes.
Because they are terrified of that. And that's a different matter. And that
right.
there's a way to handle that. Mm-hmm. But no, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I have a zero tolerance.
You know what I find intolerable is when you stay at a, this is like not a personal thing against anyone, but when you stay at a hotel, I always think about New York because there's just so many heads that hit that pillow, and you stay somewhere and the sheets, or specifically the pillowcase, doesn't smell fresh, the pillow. And I'm like, some like cranky old guy stayed in this bed and like sweated through this pillow, and it's like, I can smell it. I don't want to smell anybody's former smell, like when they stayed in this room. And so my question to you is like, what are the hygiene habits for towels and sheets? Like, do you have a particular way of washing them? How often do you wash your towel? This is like the how often do you change your bra question.
Yeah.
It's like, let's get
it's
people debating this in the comments.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? I actually did do a video on how often, and I think that one just went insanely viral about how often you should be washing your towels.
Okay.
And
do tell.
Yeah. But answering that first question, mm-hmm. which was the pillow.
Yes.
So here's the thing. Of course that the hotel is taking the pillow case off.
Right.
Yes.
But when do you think they've ever washed out those pillows?
Oh, I know.
You know?
Yeah.
And then with the whole thing going on, bed bug thing that was going on in, you
Paris.
Know, in Paris this past fall, like, I hope those hotels were taking down those.
Burn it all.
Exactly. Yeah. But that is a thing. Like, how often do you wash your pillows? That's another thing, is that people are afraid to kind of maybe. I do it with, I have milestones like Christmas, you know, we're having guests. So just do that bit.
Yeah.
Then another. So then my spring cleaning that.
Yes.
I don't do it enough.
Yeah.
And that actually is a really big deal. I do think that you should be, because you can just put your pillows in the washing machine.
So
it's
you
super
put them
easy.
In the dryer?
Yeah.
You don't have to put them in. I have a thing about drying racks.
Okay.
And I did a thing that, because even if you live in a small space, you can put them in your tub. And, or if you don't have a tub, you can even get upright ones for the shower stall. And you can just lay them on the racks.
Yeah.
It's It, okay. Honestly, the dryer is super damaging for a lot of things, but some people put them in the dryer.
Yeah,
sure,
this one isn't goose down or anything.
Okay. So we want to say wash your pillows every, I don't know how often.
Once a quarter, basically.
Yeah,
the season change.
Maybe when you switch over your clothes.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, those pillow protectors are key.
Yeah.
Because they do help.
Maybe
so
I'm
going
to start
those.
Traveling with one of those too. That's a good idea. When I go to New York, bring my BYO pillow cover.
Yeah.
I know how
sleep hygiene is a whole other thing.
Yeah. Okay. What about these towels?
Definitely once a week. I have changeover day.
Yeah.
But what I do, and maybe that's not enough, but what I do is, and this is a great tip, is baking soda with your laundry detergent. Baking soda actually has the ability to amp up a detergent. So even if you use a cheap detergent, and I know everybody's trying to save money right now.
Yeah.
And if they don't want to use the most expensive, because they have gotten pretty pricey, you can use a cheaper detergent, but buy baking soda. It's inexpensive and use it generously and pour it into your wash with
the towels. Not in that little cup thing that you close, right? Just sprinkle it
I sometimes do. Okay. It depends on your washing machine. Okay. Really, just, I love sprinkling it in because it gives me satisfaction to see it.
Okay.
And then I can kind of, I got everything covered. But I notice a real difference when I use the baking soda with the detergent. It really takes mildew, any kind of that smell. Because you know how they can, if they're not, and then if that happens, get a fresh towel. But if they're okay and you've let them dry, air dry properly, I would say once a week.
And another tip, I'm going to throw in a tip that we learned, you're going to remember who told it to us, which is always close your toilet lid when you flush.
Yeah, I think that's a...
And that will actually probably help to extend the hygiene of your towel.
Well, I do that because I live in a condo, a very, very small bathroom, and I am very particular about that.
Yeah.
And especially even in a New York hotel, to your point, I do the same thing. Close the lid, flush it. Close the lid, flush.
Because when you flush, it's just everything.
Spray. Get a black light.
All the spray and the air,
exactly.
When you're flushing, it's all going into the air, right? So that was such a great tip.
I need to ask you about this because you and I had a conversation about this.
Okay.
And it's a hotly debated topic online. It keeps resurfacing. And this is about washing your legs in the shower. So Mary, do you need to wash your legs in the shower or not? Do you think it's necessary?
Okay. Well, I do have an opinion about that because I actually went to a book opening for a derm that wrote a book on derm conditions like eczema, etc. And she used to say, now really, do you have to wash your legs and arms every day in a shower? Because tell me how dirty your legs are getting every day. Like your odorous bits, of course. But she advised her patients not to wash her legs. And you know what? I never thought of that. And I walked out of that session thinking, she's right. Like, how often do you, are my legs really dirty? I had pants, So I personally don't, especially in the winter months, because I see my husband has eczema and I know it's from showering. And so I always advise him to use my good old vegetable glycerin, or you can use oil, but to oil up first, create a barrier on his body and then put the soap on.
Now, Madame Sweat, we know you for your great hygiene tips, but you're just equally impressive on the style front. Glasses envy, outfit envy, OOTD.
Oh, you're being nice. You're not calling me Harry Potter.
No.
Hair, skin, and outfit always on point. So what are some of your current favorites? Do you like to always go back to the same designers or look? Or you've got a signature look going. So
you mean
tell us.
Glasses-wise?
Yeah, glasses and even with your style.
Oh, perfume, anything.
Well, yeah, you know what? I'm all about simplicity because I'm a minimalist in my house. Mm-hmm. I'm a minimalist the way I dress. So I wear black all the time. And I think, good, then I don't have to worry about matching accessories. I just keep the black going.
And what about your glasses?
Oh, my glasses. I get asked about them all the time. They're very polarizing. Either people hate them or they love them. And so, for the haters, okay, yeah, maybe. What do I call it? Oh, what did they call it? Edna mode. Do you guys know that little cartoon?
I was trying to.
I love that.
It was on the tip of my tongue. We were talking. I was like, she's got such
a
strong
look. You have kids.
Like, it's from that movie. What is her name?
Yes, Edna. The Incredibles.
Incredibles.
I didn't know it because I remember I said to my team, I saw that on. I go, who's Edna Mode? And they were all laughing. They were Mary. And I went, okay, like, I'm not a millennial.
She's finally in on the joke.
They said it was from The Incredibles. So I looked it up and I went, okay, I look
iconic.
Like a cartoon.
You're iconic.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know. Yeah, so they're kind of polarizing. So that's the thing.
Yeah, what's the brand?
You know what? It's a secret. I have like a secret brand. Maybe one day Madame Sweat will have her own.
Oh.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay. Yeah. We will stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
On that front.
Some things have to remain private, everyone.
That's right.
Thank you so much for your time.
You guys
this has been wonderful.
This is so great.
And everybody follow Madame Sweat on TikTok. These tips. We've just touch the tip of the iceberg here.
But you guys, like, you know your stuff when it comes to hygiene. You didn't hold back.
We're trying our best here, but yes, you've got a catalog of hygiene tips on there. So thank you for sharing some with
us
today.
Welcome.
Hope everybody has a great Valentine's Day and that you're feeling fresh for all your dates. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.